Kuf nun tes if tes. Kovish sheyesh bo mayim. If there's a jug full of water, manicha al birko, you can put it on your lap. And noitul mimenul yadayim. It's supported by your lap, and then let the water come out of it. Now the question is: there's a din that you need koyach of the shofech. You need to come from a person to you. So the fact that it's sitting on this person's lap may not be enough. So the Mishabura says over here, he's talking about that he tilts it with his legs every time that he wants to be noitel on your dime, and in Mela there's no dinner that has to be held in your hand. Here it's held between his legs, and his legs are tilting it. That's what Mamish considers Mikoicha. He says, B'dieved, the Mishabura says, if he tilted it one time and he holds it in place like that, that's also kosher, as we will see later on. Because it's also considered that you, because of the way you're holding it, it's coming out. If this jug was tilted on the ground, and water are pouring out by themselves, it's standing up, there's a hole in this jug or barrel, and he put his hand where the water was pouring out, that's not a good nitilas yadayim, because there's no person behind him, it's just pouring out by himself. If there's some spigot or stopper in the hole, the sira, and he took it out, and then he took it, and then he put his hands where the water was pouring out, then choshev shapaka gavra. Notice immediately after he took out the spigot, or opened up the spigot, he put his hands underneath it, that's considered that the water that is coming out at that point of time is mikoyach, what he did. And therefore it's good. Inside the kli, it's considered a kli also, since the kli is made to open and close, it's still considered kli kibbul. You have to put back the stopper or close the spigot and open it again each time. Because the first spurt is considered gavra, considered as a result of his act. But what continues afterwards is not considered the person, and that is not kosher until you die.